So, I'm staying on the theme I had with the kids, really, and we're thinking about who we are. And this idea of looking at the family album and reminding ourselves who we are. And we're going to look at this passage that, I remember the slide from a few months back, this passage that we looked at back, I think it was, I can't remember, springtime I think it was, from Hebrews, and we attempted to memorize it while we were doing it. So let's actually just read it out as we were doing together. Let's read it out together, and then we'll have a think about some of the things in it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Yes. Now, in that passage, there are lots of pictures. If you look at it, there are lots of pictures. The most holy place, the blood, the living way, the curtain, the body, the priest in the house of God, drawing near to God. These are, all have a picture aspect to them. In other words, they're not just words with a meaning, they're also meant to awaken in our minds images. And those images are often not just images to be taken at face value, but they're like symbolic images. And remember, we spent some time thinking about symbolism when we're looking at Revelation. Now, it was a year before last now, 2023. Because the Bible's full of symbolism. It's full of like pictures that you're supposed to get a meaning out of and try and understand and interpret. And thinking about pictures and what they mean takes hard work. It takes effort. And so sometimes reading the Bible, you know, we could just read over it, skim over it, and not really get much. But we need to stop instead, and we need to think about what it means. And this passage is important because it tells us who we are as Christians, tells us what a Christian is, and maybe refreshes our memory too of what we were thinking about a few months ago. And pictures are important, just as I showed with the kids. Just a couple of illustrations. One of them is very difficult to talk about because it still makes me feel very uncomfortable. But about three nights after I had my kidney removed, I woke up in the middle of the night in Rigmore Hospital, and I actually didn't know who I was or what I was. It was an experience that people sometimes call depersonalization. If you've had that experience, it's really not a nice experience. And it was very disturbing. And I rang the bell, a nurse came, and she had no idea, unfortunately it's a nurse, no idea how to kind of help me at that point. And so I was there alone in the middle of the night. And probably all just because of all the drugs that, you know, the anesthetic and the various drugs that I was on, and having just started dialysis and all the rest of it. A very disturbing experience. What did I do? Well, I got my iPad out and I just started to do exactly what I was talking about with the kids. I just started to look at the pictures of people in my life, of family in my life, to remind me who I was and what I was. It was not a pleasant experience, and it haunted me for quite a long time afterwards. We don't want to lose that sense of identity. And in trying as well at that, in that night to to look at the Bible as well and try and remind myself who I was in Christ. But a different kind of illustration, you know, not in a disturbing place, but in a place where, you know, people are just in a normal sort of state of mind. I was shown recently a family album from one of my cousins, and this cousin and his father particularly were great photographers, and there were so many pictures in this album. Unfortunately, the album's in Edinburgh, and I didn't have much time to look at it. I really wanted to take it home and spend a lot of time looking, because there were pictures of all relations of mine, from Gerloch particularly, and it was so interesting. And this is actually one of the pictures that was announced. This is just like me taking a photograph of the photo in the album, so it's not very good quality. But that picture tells me a lot and reminds me a lot about who I am. It evokes all kinds of different feelings as well. And I've removed the background with the blue there, but the background actually showed some of the houses in Gerloch behind it. It tells me and reminds me who I am, where I've come from, you know, where my place is. And all of us have this. All of us have probably got photographs that put us in a place and say, this is who we are. Here's who my folks were. Here's perhaps who my friends were. And here's the people that were my next door neighbors when I was growing up. Or maybe from right now. Yeah, you know, here's the people that are in my life now. And these are the people that matter to me. And these are the people that give me a link to understand who I am as a person. And it's hopefully very affirming and very encouraging. So if we come back to the passage here, and we just ask the question, like, who are we? At the start of 2025, who are we? I want to try and get three pictures out of this passage. Three pictures, three photographs, very quickly. Three photographs that will help us to understand and remember who we are as Christians. Because, you know, the world around us is going to confuse us. People are very confused just now, in ways they really ought not to be. Very confused about what a human being is. Very confused about you know, what is right and what is wrong. Very confused just about the facts of biology. The facts of, you know, who we are because of our genetics. You know, people are constantly trying to reinvent themselves needlessly, instead of just accepting the facts of who they are and of their place in the world. And we'll get very confused if we try and take our understanding of ourselves from current culture. But here, for a Christian, here are some great photographs. Let's look at three very quickly. The first one is found probably in the green writing, really, there. It says, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. Now, the picture comes from the temple that was originally set up as a tabernacle in the time of Moses, and was a temple right through to the time of Jesus. And there was the room where the Ark of the Covenant was, the most holy place where God's holy presence appeared, and there was a curtain between that room and the rest of the universe, the rest of everything. And no one went through that curtain except the high priest once a year with the blood of sacrifice for the sins of the people. But this picture is of Jesus having opened a way through the curtain, a new and living way, but It's not about getting into the temple. This picture is a picture of Jesus having gone from earth with his body as the sacrifice through a curtain that is the veil between earth and heaven into heaven, into God's presence. And that is the picture for us to understand. First of all, it says in Hebrews 9:24, for Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary or temple that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. So here's a picture. It's words on a page, but in your mind it becomes a picture. And the picture is that there is a new and living way. And it takes us from earth, where Jesus was, into the presence of God in heaven, where Jesus is now. Jesus has gone that way, and it passed through a curtain, the curtain that is the veil between earth and heaven, that we ourselves can't see, we can't pass ourselves, we don't know how to, but it's there. Jesus passed through it, between earth and heaven, taking the sacrifice of his own body on our behalf into the presence of God. And that's the first picture I want us to see, because this tells us about who we are. We are people for whom Jesus has done that. So in my little album of who I am as a Christian, here's a picture, and I see Jesus on this new and living way from earth to heaven, and he's done that for me. He's taken that body as a sacrifice into heaven for me. And in that picture, I can look along that new and living way, and I can see a little glimpse through the curtain, through the veil, of the glory of heaven itself. And I know that I must go that way too. For Christ, this is 1 Peter 3, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. Now this is an amazing photograph. I'm seeing a path, a way that Jesus has taken between earth and heaven for me, a path that I'm going to go on as well. And just hold that picture in your mind, because it's a wonderful picture. This is there for you as a Christian. Or if you're not yet trusting in Jesus yourself, this is there for you to trust, to take hold of. Thank you, God. Jesus has done this so that I too can come to you along that new and living way, that super highway that brings me from earth to heaven. That brings me to God. Christ died to bring you to God. What a picture. Let's take it a bit further. The second picture, just at the beginning there in the kind of peach-coloured writing. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to... Oh, wait a minute. That's not what it is. To enter the most holy place... I'm wanting to go down actually to the blue writing there in the middle. And since we have a great priest over the house of God. Since we have a great priest. So, this is now a picture. And who's the priest? Well, we know who the priest is. As we're told here, the priest is Jesus. And now we're seeing him having gone into heaven and having come into the presence of God the Father. And he is there for us. Hebrews 4 verse 14. Since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Hebrews 8:1. The point of what we're saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. So this priest, Jesus, has gone from earth to heaven. That's the first picture. But the second picture is we see him, this great priest, and now he's in the most holy place. He's in the house of God. Now he's with God, God the Father, for us. As the other verse says, he sat down at the right hand of God. And he's got his body, the sacrifice. And he's there with the Father, showing him, you know, this sacrifice pays for the sins of my people. This sacrifice covers their guilt. I have taken the punishment for their sins myself and died because of that punishment. And here's the proof. Here is my body. And Jesus is standing at the right hand of the Father in heaven, or sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, presenting to the Father the work that he has done. And it's no more than what the Father asked for. It's no more than what the Father and Son agreed to do before Jesus came into the world. And so the Father is bound to accept what Jesus has done for us. And he's bound, as we're going to sing in a minute, to look on him and pardon me. To look on Jesus and pardon me. What a picture. A picture now in heaven and at the right hand of God. Jesus, the great priest, presenting the sacrifice for my sins. Who am I in 2025? I'm a man for whom Jesus has done this. I'm a man for whom Jesus has gone from earth to heaven with the sacrifice and is now at the right hand of the Father on my behalf, presenting to the Father what he has done. I'm a man who knows all this has been done for me. And that really does give me a great sense of who I am. But there's a third picture as well. And that's the one at the top there. Since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Now, let this picture in your little family album as a Christian, let it take up a whole page. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. So we know who Jesus is. We know that the blood is about his sacrifice for our sins. We know the most holy place is the presence of God in heaven, that Jesus has entered and where Jesus is. But who's entering now into the most holy place? Who's entering now? It's not Jesus, because he's already there. Who's entering it now? We have confidence to enter. In this picture, I'm entering the presence of God. Isn't that absolutely wonderful and astonishing? And this is how Christians can see themselves. We can see ourselves in this picture with our Father. The Father himself loves you. In that verse we had with the children and the young people. The Father himself loves you. I'm with the Father. I have confidence to enter into the Father's presence. So in this picture, you know, look at that. I'm with my Father. We're both in the picture, as Jesus is in the picture too. Now this takes a bit of effort. And I want to look at this picture in two different ways. Maybe just encourage you to think for a moment. You're looking up at me, okay? And that's easy. Now in your head, can you do this? Can you imagine at this moment what I'm seeing? Can you put that in your head? Can you picture my view of you? In other words, you're looking from the other side. Or can I picture, trying in my head just now, just trying to think what Mitch is seeing from over there. So he looks up at me, trying to see a picture of that. Think of how the Father looks at us. What's your understanding of that? Seeing it from the Father's end. You know, usually we're looking out ourselves and think, well, God's out there. Look from the Father's end. What's the Father seeing? Is the Father looking down and seeing Earth as a wee blue planet and you're just a tiny dot down there somewhere? Is that what the Father's seeing? Let me just read from Ephesians chapter 2. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace we have been saved. And God, listen to this, raised us up with Christ. And this is us going through the new and living way into heaven itself. He raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. God seated us with Christ. It's not something he's going to do. It's something that he's done. Christians, we can say this. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. So God isn't looking at me as a wee dot down there somewhere. I'm seated beside him with Christ. I'm there with him, with his Son. That's what it means to enter the most holy place, or one of the things it means. That's a picture, isn't it? The Father's picture of us. Can you see it? What a picture that is. How the Father is seeing me with Christ at his right hand. Now let's make a little bit more effort, just as we close off now. A little bit more effort to see things properly. But now from our end, we have confidence to enter the most holy place in the middle of the passage there, to draw near to God. What does that mean? To draw near. To enter God's presence, the holy place. You know, how do we think of that? What picture should we have? Can we think, well, God's out there in heaven and we need to go there? But that's not what it's saying, because we draw near while we're on earth, according to this passage. Okay, so God's in some room somewhere, in a temple or in a church building or something. We have to go there. But that's not what it's saying either. The temple that was spoken of there, whether it was still standing in the time Hebrews was written, it certainly didn't stand for very long. And there's never been a temple since. There's not a room somewhere that God is specially present for us to go to. So how do we draw near to God? Maybe in prayer we think of God as over there or up there or somewhere. We need to go over there to him or up there. But we're entering, it says, the most holy place. We're coming right into his presence. So his presence isn't over there. It's all around us. So in your picture, you've got to think of drawing near to God as having God all around you. Remember that, the way that the words work there. We have confidence to enter the entryway to the most holy place. Literally what it is. It's like to get onto the highway that takes us right into the middle of God's presence. He's all around us. But there's more than that. Entering God's presence. 1 Corinthians 3. Christians, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple? And that God's Spirit lives in you. Entering God's presence, entering the most holy place, drawing near to God. The picture is God is absolutely everywhere around us, but also within us. There isn't a little bit of you in there where God isn't. You've got not got a little private spot that's only you. God is everywhere in you as well as a Christian. And so this last picture, is hard to sort of bring up all together. This last picture of entering the most holy place, of drawing near to God, is a picture in which God is in all of me, and I am with him, with Jesus, seated at his right hand. If I'm to understand myself properly as a Christian and take seriously what the Bible teaches and what Jesus has done for me, as I begin this new year, now I've got to make an effort to see these pictures. Number one, Jesus going from earth to heaven for me. Number two, Jesus at the right hand of God for me. But number three, God in, through, and around me, and me with him at his right hand in Jesus. And if I can nail that picture in my mind with faith, I'm going to be living with a spring in my step in this year ahead. These things are there for us all, and you may feel that they're not yours yet. Take hold of them if you don't, if you feel that. Take hold of them. Thank God for what he's done in Jesus. And take hold of it for yourself. Say, Lord, I want that too. Take hold of it. And trust it for yourself, what Jesus has done. And having taken hold of it, you know, just keep coming back and revisiting these kind of pictures. The family album that tells you who you are. Things that you'll never see told you, you know, on television or on your phones or whatever. These are the things that only God will tell you through his word, by the Holy Spirit. Take hold of them and live in them. And keep looking at those pictures that tell you who you are. Especially that last picture in which you are present in the presence of God with Jesus, your Father and your Savior, and you. And you can add in all of the people of God as well. That's who you are as a Christian as you begin this new year. So we'll pray. Father, Lord, help us to see these pictures clearly, to believe them, to trust them, to live our lives on the basis of them, to really know who we are. Guide us forward now, we pray, and be merciful in Jesus' name.